Yeah, I just heard from our good friend Link Bessert, one of our top account executives at WJR, and he just gave me a blast from the past, because when we'd come up here and stay at Grand Travers Resort and Spa and do the various auto-related events that we had. Boy, they had big cigar nights and all that. These are kind of days gone by. But he just asked if we went to Pearl's, because we're very close to this restaurant that we used to go to all the time with Joe Rotinsky and a variety of other people on these sojourns for automotive-related events. And Pearl's is a great little restaurant within a very short driving distance from where we are right now in Elk Rapids. And for $1 million, I couldn't know if we turn left or right out of the driveway to find Pearl's. And Link probably knows that. He knows my challenges. The much-anticipated $2.2 billion Henry Ford Hospital expansion in the new center area, I am happy to say, is underway. Our WJR senior news analyst, Marie Osborne, is going to bring us some of the details while we're on the road. She's keeping us on top of the breaking story of the day. Hello, Marie.
Hi, Paul W. So this expansion work is right happening here near us at WJR in the Fisher Building. The former HAP building was built in the 1950s, and it was the corporate headquarters of Health Alliance Plan, which has since moved to Troy. That building is now being demolished. That's already started. And the hospital system says it'll take months for the demolition and the cleanup to be wrapped up, but they're going to get it done. There will be a groundbreaking this fall for the new 21-story hospital tower, and the new buildings are expected to open in 2029. The expansion project is just one part of a $3 billion development that includes Henry Ford Health, Michigan State University, and the Pistons organization, which, in addition to the hospital tower, will include 662 apartments and a medical research center. And Paul, it's also noteworthy to say the University of Michigan is expanding its presence in Detroit by building an innovation center. The building will bridge graduate level academic programs and workforce development for Detroiters. The state contributed $100 million toward that $250 million development. It's all set to open in 2027. That building will be on Grand River and West Columbia. That's just a few blocks east of MGM Grand Casino.
Wait a minute. I'm lost. Did you just say University of Michigan, Michigan Medical, Michigan Medicine?
Yes, that's
in. That's supposed to be in Troy, where the old Kmart headquarters were. That were.
But
left
they're also expanding the presence here in Detroit as well by building this innovation center.
I mean, with all due respect, talk about bad timing when we're trying to raise money for this huge $2.2 billion expansion for Henry Ford Health. I guess this just goes to show you how incredibly competitive the hospital business is today.
It is, but it's also good news for, I think, the city of Detroit and for what's going to be going on, especially here in the new center area and in this part of town. So this is all good development.
Yeah, all the Henry Ford Health systems and this this big development in our new center area that WJR is smack dab in the middle of it at 2850 West Grand Boulevard, where that's going to be the building. But yeah, we're here, and we're happy for Bob Riney, the great head of Henry Ford Health, and you know, his right-hand people like Dr. Stephen Kalkanis and Mary Jane Vogt, who's involved with helping raise the money to make sure we can make this happen. I was aware of the Troy expansion of Michigan Medicine, but not the other one that you just talked about. Fascinating.
Well, that's why they call it news. There you go.
Yes, it is. And so the former HAP building being demolished for a $2.2 billion Henry Ford Hospital expansion, and that started for the groundbreaking. Mm-hmm. And then the expansion project is said to be one segment of a $3 billion collaborative development involving Henry Ford Health. You mentioned Michigan State University, the Pistons organization, all a part of it. And, you know, that one, I just was at the I don't know what it's called. It might be called the Pistons health center. I don't know what.
Yeah, their practice medical facility. Yeah, right, right there in the new center, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I was just there.
You can see it outside the window.
Right. And I guess I haven't been looking out the window lately, but I did go there recently, and it's a beautiful facility. Actually, I also went to the Henry Ford facility in Royal Oak, and that's spectacular. That's mm-hmm. like a hidden gem. Have you ever been there, Marie?
No, but I know exactly where it is. And yeah, it's kind of refurbished a whole area there where that is.
Yeah, it's spectacular. And they can even do and do some orthopedic surgery there.
Yeah. You know an area, I mean, now listen, the New Center area has been a very special place for a long time. And I've always loved this area. But it's interesting, today I saw two couples jogging right down Lothrop here.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then another couple jogging down the boulevard. I mean, they're on the sidewalk, of course. They're not in the street.
Right.
But it's, you know, when you see that, when you see people out doing, a lot of people walking their dogs, too. And in the evenings, you see a lot of people riding your bikes in this neighborhood. When you see that, that's when you know that things are really, really happening in a neighborhood.
Yeah, and I'm going to channel my old friend and your old friend, Al Brooks Patterson. You know, Paul, it was mm-hmm. a pleasure seeing these people jogging, because I remember years gone by when they were running, but it wasn't because they were running for their health. They were running for their lives.
Right.
Brooks. And then people would get mad at him, but then they'd have to say, well, you know, he is right. Like when he said not to buy your gas at nighttime downtown.
Ugh.
I mean, he was right at the time. And then they put up those red light systems and the cameras, and they've made it better. So everything's better. And I love to hear you say that on Lothrop, there are people jogging and having a good time.
Yeah.
Marie, we always have a good time when you're with us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Marie Osborne, WJR Senior News Analyst, as we continue at 12:43 on WJR.